Media Pulse helps you make sense of Thai politics.
All right, after much back and forth, Thailand finally has a new prime minister designate, Anuthin Chanwilakun, leader of Phum Chai Thai Party.
Yes, the House of Representatives voted on Friday, and Anuthin's got 311 votes, well ahead of Chai Kasem Rittisiri from the Pua Thai Party, who got 152. 27 MPs abstained. Actually, a simple majority of 247 votes was all that was needed for a candidate to become the next prime minister. The rules are very simple, but the process of getting there took a very long time.
Now, during the pre-vote debate, two issues came up against Anuthin, raised by his critics in the House.
Yeah.
One was about the land dispute in Buriram province, where he and some key figures of his Phum Chai Thai Party are accused of unlawfully occupying and utilizing the land for commercial purposes. Another issue was about allegations on Senate vote collusion. And these two cases are being investigated by concerned agencies. And since Anuthin is set to become the leader of the next government, many MPs critical of him are quite anxious that there will be political intervention in these two cases.
Now Anuthin Chanwilakun will have to wait a few days for the House Speaker Wan Muhammad Normattar to submit his name to His Majesty the King for royal assent. Once that's approved, he can take his oath to officially assume the office of Thailand's 32nd Prime Minister. Now, Thailand's latest general election was held in 2023, and within the course of about 2 years, we've changed the leader of the government three times already, from Seth Thattawisin to Patong Than Chinawat. Both were ousted by the Constitutional Court, and now we have Anuthin.
So, who is this Anuthin Chanwilakun, whose name has been around in the Thai political circles for years now?
Yeah.
And in fact, he has always been seen as a prime minister in waiting, and now his day has come.
Yeah.
All right, he's now 58. And his path in Thai politics began in 1996 as an advisor to the foreign minister at the time, Kun Pachup Chayasan, during the time of the government of General Chawrit Yongchaiyut. And during the heights of the Thai Rak Thai Party, which is now known as Pua Thai Party, Anuthin was the deputy health minister. So he's no stranger in government affairs. Right?
Mm.
And when the Thai Rak Thai Party was dissolved after Dimitri coup d'etat in 2006, Anuthin was among the 111 MPs who were banned from politics for 5 years.
Yeah, and then he re-emerged as an MP of Phum Chai Thai Party, which was co-founded by his father, Chawrat Chanwilakun, and Nevin Chichop, you know, the veteran politician who founded Buriram United football team. Nevin and his father then left politics. Anuthin stepped up the ranks to become the leader of Phum Chai Thai Party in 2012. In Thai politics, medium-sized parties like his can actually become kingmakers by joining the coalition to form a government, like in 2023 when he joins the Pua Thai government.
The horse trading or exchanges of political favors is something common in Thai politics. In 2023, Phum Chai Thai allied itself with Pua Thai Party, and in return, they got to manage four ministerial portfolios during the Setha Thavisin premiership. Anuthin then was interior minister for almost 2 years until later fought out with Pua Thai Party over cabinet reshuffle during the Patong Than Chinawat government later on.
Yeah, and Anuthin's seat at the interior ministry was later occupied by Phum Tham Wichayachai, the Pua Thai's outgoing caretaker prime minister now. As to how the cabinet will be formed, it is likely that we'll be seeing many old faces. The quota is one ministerial portfolio per four MPs. That's customary. Also, it is worth mentioning the fact about the People's Party and Phum Chai Thai joining hands, because they seem to operate on very different policy platforms, especially on the amendment of Article 112 a few years back.
Now, Anuthin definitely owes his prime ministerial nomination to the People's Party. So far, the biggest opposition party. The People's Party voted for Anu Thin, yes, but it will not join Anu Thin government. That is something very unprecedented, especially given the fact that the People's Party won as many as 14 million votes in the last election, as against 1 million votes that Phum Chai Thai got. The party, the People's Party, has five conditions in exchange for its support for Anu Thin. And the big question is, how can we be sure that all these conditions will be honored once Anu Thin comes to power, right?
Yeah. A lot of People's Party supporters are asking the same question. So the first part of the deal between the People's Party and Anu Thin Chanwirakul has been delivered, and the People's Party yesterday lived up to its commitment by throwing its support for the Phum Chai Thai leader to be Thailand's new prime minister. And now we will have to wait to see whether Anu Thin and his would-be coalition partners will keep their promises in accordance with the agreement they signed with the People's Party.
First and foremost of the conditions laid down by the People's Party in exchange for its support for Anu Thin is that Anu Thin must have the House dissolved within 4 months after his government presents its policy to the House. That means the countdown to the next general election will begin on that very day. So from day one in office, Anu Thin will be seen only as a transitional leader whose primary responsibility is to pave the way for the next general elections. Not much time for him to manage all these problems facing the country, right?
True. Political observers believe that the rationale behind the demand is that the People's Party is convinced it would gain from an early poll, which could be held in early 2026, more than a year ahead of the scheduled vote in early 2027. Despite a series of setbacks, the People's Party is still confident in its popularity, particularly among young urban voters with its progressive agenda.
On the other hand, the Phum Chai Party has seen its approval rating steadily decline due to its failure to address the country's economic troubles and its handling of the border conflict with Cambodia, which, as we all know, culminated in the Constitutional Court's verdict removing its leader, Pathom Thanh Chinawat, as Prime Minister just last week.
Exactly. Phum Chai Thai Party, meanwhile, is embroiled in a series of scandals that could affect its showing in the next election. There's also another thing that we should talk about in terms of the conditions set by the People's Party, right? Another condition is that the government commits to holding a referendum on a comprehensive amendment of the Constitution if such a referendum is required by the Constitutional Court.
In the eyes of the People's Party, the Constitution is the source of all the political illnesses in Thailand. The parties see the current constitution as being a legacy of military dictatorship. And amending it or abolishing it altogether has been a central plank of the People's Party platform all along the way since the last election.
But if the court does not require a referendum, the government must instead initiate the legislative process to draft a new constitution through an elected assembly of charter writers within the tenure of the current House of Representatives.
I'd like to give you a clear picture as to what the future lies for Thai politics. With only 146 MPs combined, the upcoming Phum Chai Thai-led coalition will operate as a minority government, with its survival heavily dependent on legislative support from the People's Party. And that's probably is what the People's Party wants, to ensure that it can keep Anu Thin on a short leash.
Well, under the agreement with the People's Party, Anu Thin is required to refrain from seeking a parliamentary majority. This means his party will not attempt to boost its number by luring more defectors from across the aisle.
And what is seen as being most ironic of all the conditions in the agreement between the People's Party and Khun Anu Thin is that the People's Party will remain in the opposition and will not take up any portfolios in the new coalition government. Mm. This is definitely something unprecedented in Thai politics. It marks a sharp departure from the tradition of horse trading that typically precedes the formation of any coalition government.
Yeah, well, the People's Party will be content with playing the roles of an opposition party that will closely and vigorously monitor the government's performance. So in short, the party's support for Anutin extends only to his nomination as prime minister, and it will not be involved in nor take responsibilities for the actions of the new prime minister and his government from day one.
Some background. The People's Party is the third parliamentary reincarnation of a young political party that took the country by storm in the general elections in 2019. But the party was later disbanded by the Constitutional Court a year later. But it reemerged as the Move Forward Party, which was also dissolved by the same court in 2023, with its leader and prime ministerial candidate Pita Limjaroen Lat banned from politics.
Yeah, the party was later reborn as the People's Party, which itself has no prime ministerial candidate. Under the constitution, the prime minister must be selected from the lists of prime ministerial candidates that political parties submitted to the election commission before the general election.
Khun Krae, what is most noticeable, though not totally surprising, is that a huge portion of MPs endorsing Anutin as the next prime minister are renegades from some of the parties in the outgoing Pheu-Thai-led coalition government. Mm. And most conspicuous are MPs of Pheu-Thai, Palang Pacharat, and the United Thai Nation parties. Switching sides in March are all the 31 MPs of Kratham Party, also a party aligned with Pheu-Thai Party in the coalition.
Yeah, but why the sudden change of mind? Was it of ideological differences that they decided to cross the aisle, or was it prompted by policy differences, or was it simply a matter of political expediency? I am sure that those who are familiar with Thai politics are certainly not surprised. Switching camps or party hopping, like cafe hopping, has been a constant feature in Thai politics for as long as we can remember.
But what we can say is that what is happening this time is just another reminder that in Thai politics, political loyalty is a rare commodity. And the fact is that all politicians now have their eyes on the next general elections, which they expect to come sooner rather than later. So what is on top of their mind now is which political camps or parties would offer them the best chance of getting elected or re-elected.
So seen in this context, what a well-known veteran politician has to say should provide the best explanation to what is happening. We're talking about Thep Thai Senapong, a former MP of the Democrat Party. He drawn an analogy likening politicians to fighting roosters.
He said in a recent TV interview that winning roosters can fetch millions of baht in prizes, while the losers become worthless. Their carcasses shunned even by dogs.
Yeah, I guess his analogy is intended to mean that the same fate awaits politicians who fail in elections. So he said failed candidates are seen as nothing more than useless dogs.
And that certainly explains why there has been so much party hopping, which he said is a scramble to find greener pasture where these people hope to secure financial support for the next elections. And we should know that no pastures would be greener than the political parties in power. And that explains why Phum Chai Thai, the party of designated Prime Minister Anutin, has become a political magnet overnight.
Yeah, Thep Thai also insisted that every political party that he knows has engaged in vote buying, with the exception of the People's Party, which is known to appeal to the younger generation of voters.
So who is this guy, Tep Thai, who projects himself as an authority on the ugly side of Thai politics? Well, his record speaks for itself. He was once one of the Democrat Party's most prominent MPs from the South. But his political fortunes plummeted in 2014 when he was accused of vote buying in a local election in the southern province of Nakhon Si Thammarat, which has been his political stronghold. And he was accused of throwing a feast for his constituents, something that is legally prohibited. And he was subsequently sentenced to 2 years in prison along with his brother.
Yeah, and since his release on parole 2 years ago, Tep Thai has been a regular guest on political talk shows, known for his outspoken views. So it can be said that Tep Thai's remarks about the behavior of Thai politicians, the party hopping and vote buying, come straight from the horse's mouth. Yeah. Now I think we should talk about the Pheu Thai Party as well, since it has failed. Pretty much on Friday's vote.
The party has not been sitting on its hands.
Yeah.
To be sure. I mean, it's tried very hard to join the race to clinch the premiership. Of course, it failed.
Yeah. So, in the days leading up to the House vote, Phum Tham admitted that he has submitted a draft decree to ask for the King's consent to dissolve the House of Representatives, right? And on his Facebook post, Phum Tham explained that the draft decree, which was submitted to the office of the Privy Council on Tuesday, was returned to the government. He cited unresolved legal issues, particularly regarding the power of a caretaker prime minister to propose a House dissolution.
The Pheu Thai Party was trying very hard to cling on to power while blocking Phum Chai Thai Party, which is its own frenemy turned real adversary.
Yeah, right? For real now.
Dissolving the House would mean a new round of election within 45 to 60 days, meaning that they are still confident that they can win the old fan base.
But that is not all, because after the People's Party decided outright to support Anutin, Pheu Thai has been acting like it's the end of season sale. they even offered to dissolve the House right away if Chaikasem, their candidate, was voted in as the next prime minister.
For a while, I mean, the People's Party had two choices before it, right? Either an immediate House dissolution as proposed by Pheu Thai Party, or House dissolution after 4 months in office, a condition the People's Party gave to Phum Chai Thai Party. So, at the end of the day, the People's Party chose the later one.
Yeah. They want 4 months.
Yeah. Now, something on the most influential figure of Pheu Thai Party, Thaksin Shinawat, a former prime minister.
Well, yes, we were left scrambling to verify reports about his travel details for a while on Thursday. And then it finally became clear that he has left the country for the UAE.
And according to his social media post, he claimed that he is seeing doctors and friends in Dubai. And made a promise that he will be back in Thailand in time for the court verdict set for Tuesday.
Right? Yeah, the 9th. Yeah. That's the 14th floor case that we are awaiting a court's decision. Whether or not he will be back remains to be seen. Oh, we'll find out, I guess, on Tuesday if he shows up in court.
For more news about Thailand and the region, visit thaipbsworld.com and look for Thai PBS World on social media.